There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load and truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion, even though school is out right now, but still, appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there as well. Appreciate you. All my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, lots to get into this morning, but the first thing to get into, finally we got some good vibes last night at the ballpark out there in Milwaukee. The Braves snapped their 7-game losing streak with a 7-1 win. Celebrate good times. Come on. I mean, woof. That's how I felt after finally seeing the Braves get a win last night. We got a Ronnie Rocket. Ronald Acuña Jr. goes deep. Matt Olson goes deep. Eli White goes deep. It was good to see Marcell Ozuna, the Big Bear, had a nice two RBI single as well. So much, much needed game for the Atlanta Braves. And how about Chris Sale just being absolutely spectacular, being the Cy Young, reigning Cy Young Award winner that we have come to know and love. He was spectacular in seven innings, actually came out for the eighth inning, and I know he probably wasn't happy that he had that walk with that one batter he faced in the eighth inning, but still, I don't care because he had an absolutely outstanding night. He goes seven innings, only gives up five hits, one run. That lone run was scored or was brought home by former Brave Wild Bill, if you remember Wild Bill, William Contreras. But Sale, again, seven innings pitch, only giving up five hits, one run, two walks, 11 strikeouts. Now back-to-back games for Chris Sale, by the way, with double-digit strikeouts. Had 10 in his last outing, 11 in this outing. So he also passed A.J. Burnett for most strikeouts all time last night. That wasn't the only milestone either. Got to give a shout-out to Ozzie Albies. While we're talking about milestones, he got his 1,000th career hit last night, and that is the most all-time by an Atlanta Braves second baseman. I forgot who they said was second, but he was at 983. But Ozzy, number one, when he got a big milestone last night, getting his 1,000th career hit. So congratulations to Ozzy Albies. The bullpen didn't give us any drama either. It was easy, breezy, beautiful with the bullpen. Raisel Iglesias actually pitches the eighth inning, and he pitches a perfect eighth. Two strikeouts as well, and then Dylan Lee pitches a perfect ninth. No hits, two strikeouts as well, no walks. So it was just once they started scoring, they didn't start scoring until the fifth inning. The Braves were down 1-0 early, and then we were like, okay, we can start scoring runs now. And then Ronnie got things started, hitting that solo home run in the fifth inning. And then Matty O gave the Braves the lead with a two-run shot. Eli White giving the Braves a little bit of cushion with a two-run shot of his own. And then Marcell Ozuna also got that two-run RBI single as well. So, again, just an absolute night that the Braves needed. 11 hits, again, scoring the seven runs. So it was good. And I'll say this. The issues that the Braves have are still kind of obviously are still there, and hopefully they can just continue to turn things around and play better. But I mean, when we talked about yesterday, the two core issues the Braves have, and that's not being good with hitting and with runners in scoring position, that still reared its ugly head last night. And again, I'm not going to get too deep into it to a loss, but the Braves were 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position last night. 2-for-10. Not great, but hey, when you're hitting the long ball like like we know the Braves can, that does counteract not being able to hit with runners in scoring position. If you're hitting two-run home runs with dudes on first, you'll take it. And so you can live with 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position if you're hitting two-run home runs, which the Braves got two of last night. And if you're getting three home runs altogether, which the Braves got last night as well. So again, you can live with that sort of thing if you're hitting the long ball. But we knew the Braves weren't really doing that over the last couple of games. So that's why it really shined a light on whether or not they were hitting with runners in scoring position. But again, still, they weren't great last night. But they did what they had to do when they needed to do it. Because Marcell went 1-for-1. Matty O went 1-for-2, but Ozzie went 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Verdugo 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Eli White 0-for-1. Nick Gallen 0-for-1. Michael Harris 0-for-1. So, again, they had chances to put up even more, but it is what it is. Like I said, though, we aren't even going to be mad about that because I'm just happy the Braves got a win, point blank, period. So, look, I'm going to say this. if the Braves can at least win this series, you really need some sweeps. But if the Braves can find a way to win this series, and then you really need to sweep Colorado because you play Colorado after this, you can build yourself up and give yourself a little momentum before you start this gauntlet that you have at the end or from the middle of the month to the end of the month. So if you remember, we talked about this a lot leading up to it. You got the Brewers, obviously, for two more. Then you got the Rockies, who are way worse than you. Again, the Braves have not been playing well, but the Braves are at least a team with talent. The Rockies don't even have talent. They're bad. They're 12-53. So we need to beat up on the Rockies. So you find a way to win, maybe even sweep. But again, I'm going to, with a Brewers team that, you know, is still pretty good, I would be happy at this point just with a series win. So if the Braves find a way to win this series, you really need to sweep the Rockies. You give yourself a little momentum heading into these next four series, all against the NL East, where we've talked about before. You have the Mets at home for three, the Marlins on the road for three, the Mets on the road for four, and then the Phillies at home for three to close out the month of June, which, especially now, is going to just about make or break any chances you may or may not have at winning the NL East. Now, you're still going to have a lot of work to do, even if you come out and win these two series against the Mets and win it against the Phillies. You're still going to have a lot of work to do because you're currently 13 and a half games behind the Mets for first place. And you are about 9 games behind the Phillies for second place. So you're still going to have a ton of work to do, even if you win these upcoming series against the Mets and the Phillies. But you do still, again, you would take some, that would be big if the Braves can win this series and make up some games. And, you know, and again, just building up confidence and getting in a rhythm and getting on a roll. And still, you obviously want to still compete for a wild card spot because the Braves obviously aren't as far behind in the wild card, but you still are far behind in the wild card. You're 9 games out of the last wild card spot. So still a lot of work to be done. But there is what I'm telling you is there is a runway here for the Braves to get some confidence, get a rhythm going, and then start to make up some ground, and at least in the NL East, from starting June 17th all the way to the end of the month. So we'll see if they can do it. It'll obviously be tough, but they get the big win last night against the Milwaukee Brewers again to end their 7-game skid. And they'll be looking to start a winning streak tonight as the Braves are back at it against the Brewers. It's going to be our guy Grant Holmes on the mound, who has been pretty good over his last few starts. And they're going to be going up against Quinn Priester. Quinn Priester, 3-2 on the year, been pretty good as well. 3.88 ERA, 1.31 whip in 55 and two-thirds innings pitched. So hopefully the Braves can beat up on him like they beat up on the Brewers pitching yesterday, last night, and hopefully they can find a way to get themselves a win. But it just, again, felt like the Braves really got a just big monkey off their back with getting a win and winning in dominant fashion, holding their big lead. Now the next thing will be for the Braves to win a one-run game because they still have the streak of losing 10 straight one-run games because last night was obviously not a one-run game with the 7-1 victory. So the next thing for the Braves is the next monkey off their back, the next thing they want to get off their shoulders, they need to get a one-run victory because, look, in the NFL these days, you're going to have to win one-run ball games. And so the Braves are going to have to do that. But as long as they win, at this point, I don't care what the heck it looks like. They just need to find a way to get W's and stack some W's, and hopefully they can continue to do that against the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. And hopefully Grant Holmes can continue his nice pitching. He's been pretty solid, like I said, over the last few starts. Right now His overall stats 3-4, 3.99 ERA. But again, his ERA I think has been even better over the last few days. And he got a 1.20 WHIP in 67 2/3 innings pitch. So it'll be good to see what the Braves can do. And look, the Braves have actually, if you think about it, they've really just not been so good against the NL West, and I guess they've actually not been bad against the NL East thus far. But it's really just the NL West that's killed the Braves. I think I saw it I know they put on the broadcast last night that the Braves are, I think it's like 6-18 or something like that against the NL West. It ain't good. But against all the other teams, they were like 24-18 or something like that, or 24-23, but they had a winning record against the rest of the National League. It was just against the NL West that they have struggled, and we know obviously they got swept by the Dodgers and the Padres, and the Dodgers and the Padres beat up on them some more after that. So it just has just been a rough go of it for the Braves against the NL West. But Austin Riley continues to cook as well. He had a good night last night, and over his last few games here, I had it pulled up. Austin he's got a .285 average now. Has got 13 doubles, 11 home runs. Acuña hit another home run last night. So I mean, the Braves, the big boppers in the Braves lineup seem like hopefully they're heating up and they can just keep things going, but we'll see how that goes. The Braves also trying to improve their road record too, 11-23 on the road. But again, they've played a lot of tough opponents on the road too, so that is a big thing. Oh, and then another cool stat just before we go to break here: Braves 26-9 in games when they have more hits than their opponents. Imagine that. you would think that getting more hits is kind of the object of the game or something, or that leads to good things. But anywho. Appreciate you all tuning in this morning. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, there is a new corner on the market. Should the Falcons pursue him? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yep.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever you are and whenever you want to. All you got to do is simple. Download that free Odyssey app. Put it on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Then, once you got it on your smartphone and all your smart devices, find the radio station, search 92.9 The Game in the app, follow the radio station, then find my show and all the other great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Obviously, my show, The Hometown Take, then The Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight. Follow and subscribe to all the shows. Once you do that, you'll get real-time notifications about guests and about special segments. Then you'll also be able to go back and listen to shows in their entirety. You'll be able to listen to full segments. You'll be able to go back and listen to full interviews. Make sure you do all that so you can literally take the station wherever you are and listen to whatever content we have on the station whenever you want to. It's that simple. Download the free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Do it right now if you ain't driving. Anywho, appreciate you all tuning in this morning. We got to talk about the Atlanta Falcons mandatory minicamp starts today. And before we talk about whether or not the Falcons should pursue a two-time Pro Bowler that became available yesterday, there really is one headline as we go into mandatory minicamp today with the Atlanta Falcons, and that is that one Kirk Cousins is expected to report to mandatory minicamp. That's now according to multiple sources. And look, it is mandatory. I don't know if he would necessarily be fined if he missed it, but Kirk Cousins not wanting to cause any waves, knowing it's mandatory, not necessarily wanting to be a distraction, is going to report. And again, this just goes to show why it would be perfectly fine if Kirk Cousins isn't traded. It would be perfectly fine if Kirk Cousins is on the roster. He's not going to be a distraction. He's going to be just fine. It's not going to bother Michael Penix Jr. It's not going to bother any other players. It's not going to bother anybody. It's not going to be an issue. He'll be here today, and he'll be here for all of mandatory minicamp. And guess what? He'll do his job. Because at the end of the day, he's getting paid to do a job. And Kirk Cousins is, as we've seen, a professional that at the end of the day will do his job. So that's why when we talk about the Falcons not going to settle for Kirk Cousins' trade, it's because they know say it with me, he's going to do his job. And he's not going to be a distraction. He's not going to ruffle any feathers. He's going to be professional, and he's going to move professional, which is one of the main things I definitely respect about Kirk Cousins. And it sucks that it didn't work out here for him as the starting quarterback longer than, you know, what was it, 10 games? No, because Michael Penix only played 3 games, 14 games. So it sucks it didn't work out longer for him, but sometimes that's just how the cookie crumbles. But when you talk about whether or not Kirk Cousins will be on this roster, will be on this team, like we talked about a little bit yesterday, the only scenario at this point that can happen for Kirk Cousins to be traded is there has to be an injury. There has to be an injury to another team's quarterback, and God forbid, knock on whatever this table is made out of, or an injury to Michael Penix Jr., or some crazy circumstance that happens, you know, around the NFL with maybe another team's quarterback or something like that. But you get what I'm saying. All the spots are taken up right now after Aaron Rodgers signed. We know that. And we expected that. And we expected this scenario all along. There was probably going to have to be an injury in training camp or mandatory mini camp or whatever the case may be for Kirk Cousins to get traded, because then the demand would be higher, a lot higher than what it was going to be before the draft or even before Aaron Rodgers signed. And with that demand, the Falcons would be able to drive up the price and get what they think Kirk Cousins is still worth at this point, or maybe even a little bit more. So that's where we stand right now. But Kirk Cousins is expected to be at mandatory minicamp today. And Raheem Morris will speak at the practice today. And he'll speak tomorrow as well. So we'll get some fresh sound from one Raheem Morris. Also, I believe Michael Penix Jr. is going to speak one of the days as well. Maybe not today. I think it might be tomorrow that he speaks. As a matter of fact, I have it right here and I can tell you. So he's actually going to speak today after practice. Raheem Morris is going to speak before practice. And then Raheem Morris is going to, again, address the media Wednesday as well. And there'll be some players upon request that can speak after practice Wednesday as well. So mandatory minicamp starting today as we get closer and closer to the Falcons getting to training camp, getting to the preseason, and then getting to the regular season, and then we can really see what's going on with this football team. So building up the hype more and more. And just so you know, too, we are going to be at training camp again, as usual, and we are going to have the greatest wall-to-wall Atlanta Falcons training camp coverage that there is. So make sure you stay tuned in and locked in for that. But moving on here, it is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. We continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. There was a two-time Pro Bowl corner that became available yesterday. And now the question is, should we go get him? Should we go after Jaire Alexander? Well, I wouldn't be mad at it, but the Falcons would have to move some money that I'm not sure they necessarily want to move. We know all NFL teams, not even necessarily just the Atlanta Falcons, but all NFL teams like to keep a little bit of cash, a little bit of extra cash on hand so they can make moves if they need to, or go get guys if they need to, if there are injuries, because unfortunately we know injuries are a part of the game. And so right now the Falcons have about $5 million in cap space, you know, according to what I've been reading. So with that, like I said, they would have to move some money around. You could make it happen if they really want Jaire Alexander, but I think honestly the Falcons are comfortable with Mike Hughes as the other opposite corner next to opposite A.J. Terrell. He's shown he can be productive at that spot. I think they're comfortable with having D. Alford and Billy Bowman Jr. as guys who could be their slot corners. So, and again, if you went to go get Jaire Alexander, it'd be great. I wouldn't be mad at it, and it'll be great if the Falcons do get him. It's just when you talk about if they are going to get him, I don't think they are, and I don't think they should necessarily overpay for a guy like Jair Alexander. He is, again, he's still fairly young. If you look at his age, he is, oh, hold on. Let me pull up his age real quick. I thought I had it pulled up, but I didn't. He's 28, so still very much in the prime of his career. But if you also look at his injury history, he has had a little bit of a injury history. So you don't necessarily like that, but He is a guy that, again, when he is healthy and he is right, he is definitely one of the top corners in the NFL. So how this all came about, too, if you're wondering, the Packers released him yesterday. The two sides have been exploring trade options throughout the offseason. Nothing came to fruition, and the Packers ultimately decided to move on. 18th overall pick back in 2018. Like I told you, two-time Pro Bowler, two-time second team all pro, 12 interceptions, three forced fumbles in his during his 7 years in Green Bay. And like I said, when healthy, one of the best corners in the league. But we all know the best ability is what? Availability. And since 2021, he's only played 34 of a possible 68 games. That's half. So you don't, again, want to necessarily pay for a guy that's there only half the time. You know what I'm saying? So he's played more than seven games in a season just once during the Like I told you, since 2021, Alexander has played just 34 of a possible 68 games. That's only half. And he's played in more than seven games just once during that span. So from 2021 to 2025, he's only played in more than seven games in a season once. That one time he did play more than seven games, he made the Pro Bowl. So again, if he's healthy, he's great. And he made the All-Pro second team during that 2022 campaign as well. So again, when healthy, he's great. But can he stay healthy? That's the thing. And if you're going to make a hefty investment in this guy, you want to make sure he's going to be healthy. If you're wondering money-wise what it might look like, Alexander was due $16.15 million base salary this season, which was second to his last year of his four-year $80 million contract extension. He would have counted against Green Bay's books for $24.6 million thanks to his prorated signing bonus. But with his post-June 1st release, he will instead carry a $7.5 million cap charge this year, saving Green Bay like $17.1 million. So they saved a good chunk of change by cutting him. So there's this would be a high-risk, high-reward type of move. And I'm not sure the Falcons are ready to make that high-risk, high-reward type of move for the type of money that Jair Alexander is going to want. Now, maybe you can get him on like a one-year prove-it deal. So if that's where his head is at as far as trying to get a one-year prove-it deal, then hit him free agency the next year, I'd take him as a rental for sure. That if you can get him on a one-year deal and that be a low-risk, high-reward type of scenario, then I'd be cool with that. Especially because if you wanted to pay him after this year, you could, because the Kirk Cousins money would be off the books and you would have money to spend with Michael Penix Jr. being on a rookie deal. So you could do that. If Jair Alexander is willing to take a one-year prove-it deal, I'm all in. But if he wants all his money up front, he wants a big old fat contract extension or contract now that he's a free agent, I'm a little hesitant on that. But you can let me know your thoughts. 404-726-0929. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got some Atlanta Hawks news to talk about. What? As the draft gets closer, the Hawks have added some personnel to their front office. We'll give you the latest on that when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate everybody tuning in, tapped in right now that is on their way to work, already at work. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody who is also tuned in, tapped in right now that is on their way to work, already at work, or on their way to the gym, if I can speak properly. Appreciate you tuning in. As well, make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever and whenever. Before we get into some front office moves the Hawks made yesterday, I do want to talk a little college football. As you all know, some of you may know. I won't say all of you because all of you may not know. But I like to stream in my free time on Twitch. I play a lot of Mario Kart and other things. So when I saw this college football headline, it piqued my interest as a gamer. So EA College Football 26 schools will get paid based on how much gamers play with their team. So this is kind of going to be something different. At first, it was, I believe, everybody kind of got the same amount no matter what. They all got a base, payout. But Now, it's going to be more so, okay, how much are you used, instead of everybody getting the same amount for being in the game. So the Electronic Arts, which is, if you don't know, that's what EA stands for, but they have devised a new method of paying universities for the usage of their names, image, and likeness in the new game, and it ties royalties directly to how often teams are used in the game. The new royalty structure was revealed in documents obtained by CTCLLCT, I'm guessing that stands for Collect, via Freedom of Information Act requests, and this also got confirmed by a couple of schools too. So College Football 26 is going to be released a month from today, actually, July 10th. Obviously, with the game coming back last year and it being the first year, it popped off like we all knew it would. People playing it left and right. I mean, it absolutely blew up. It became the most widely played sports video game of all time, with more than 1.7 billion, billion with a B, streams of the game. So beginning with this new edition, released in a month from now, July 10th, all 136 FBS schools that opted into the game will be compensated by their popularity with the gamers. So one document that, again, Collect got, it states, quote, for each CFB product released by EA Sports, we will provide a percentage for each institution based on the games played for that institution as a percentage of the total games played across all institutions. This percentage of games played will become the final allocation percentage for each school that will be applied to the total gross royalties for all institutions received. So here is a scenario, an example that was provided in this article. So total royalties reported in a university pool is 5 million. Total games played equals 700 million games. So if a institution gets, if they get played with, if seven million times by a variety of gamers, if somebody picks the team to use Georgia 7 million times, that equals 1%. So the royalties they would get is $50,000. So if you get played with 7 million times, you basically get like $50,000. So that is kind of the example that it gives in this breakdown in this article. So look, for the bigger teams, nothing's real. It's actually better for the bigger teams, like the Alabamas, like the Georgias, you know, the power schools, the schools that have the best teams. They're gonna obviously get the most play, and they usually get the most play. But for the smaller schools, it is a little bit of a bad break, because those schools just don't get used as much. Now, there are still, and I'll let you guys know, because I not only stream games on Twitch, but watch games on Twitch and see clips and things like that. People do use small schools, like, especially if, you know, they went to a school that's in the game, they might, you know, use their school if it's like a Florida Atlantic, or, you know, insert small school here, you know, they'll get used, but they won't get used nearly as much as, again, an Alabama, a Georgia, a LSU, a Texas, you know. So it is definitely a tough break and a bad break for the smaller schools, but it is what it is at this point, really, is the only way you can put it, because obviously EA isn't trying to pay out a huge number to each and every school. So they're like, hey, instead of us giving, you know, a sack full of money to each and every school, how about we give the money to the big schools that are actually getting used, or, you know, give money to the schools that are actually being used, instead of just giving every single school X amount of money. Let's give it to the schools that are actually, you know, helping us keep the game relevant. So I get it from EA standpoint. I understand it, but, you know, it sounds like it will be a tough break maybe for some of the smaller schools, but we'll see how it pans out. But definitely thought that was interesting how they're going to be doing it now as far as EA Sports paying out for the football name image likeness for their game. All right, moving on here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning as we got a couple of minutes left before we wrap things up. We got to talk about the Atlanta Hawks as they made some moves to their front office. So the Hawks and new general manager Antsi Salah are finalizing deals to hire New Orleans Pelicans GM Bryson Graham as the team's senior vice president of basketball operations and Philadelphia 76ers executive Peter Dinwiddie as senior vice president of strategy and analytics. This is what sources told ESPN yesterday. Graham and Dinwiddie will report to Salah as part of the new front office structure, sources said. So it's given Salah is going to kind of, you know, be the not only GM, but he's kind of be running the show as well. Because, I mean, if, you know, the vice president of basketball operations is reporting to Antsi Salah, that kind of makes sound like Antsi Salah is going to be the head guy. But either who, I say that because we don't, I guess, officially still yet have a president of basketball operations, but it sounds like it's Antsi Salah for the most part. But anywho, Bryson Graham started as a Pelicans intern before advancing to video coordinator, coaching, and front office roles in New Orleans. He rose to then the general manager position last June, and after 15 years with the team, is leaving. Under former Pelicans head of basketball operations David Griffin, Graham helped guide successful finds in Herb Jones. He's really good. Trey Murphy III, we know he's really good. Vess Messi, solid player. Jose Alvarado, Georgia Tech guy, we know he's good. Najee Marshall, solid. Jordan Hawkins. Graham was also a part of the staff that drafted Hawks guard Dyson Daniels, who obviously had a breakout with us and won NBA's Most Improved Player of the Year and was first team all defense. That's right. If you remember, Dyson Daniels was originally drafted by the New Orleans Pelicans. So Bryson Graham had a hand in that. So that obviously, you know, seeing what happened with Dyson Daniels and knowing he was a part of that probably helped him a lot here in the ATL. Moving on to Peter Dinwiddie, who the Hawks also brought in again. He was an exec with the 76ers. He's well-known and well-respected through the NBA, has worked in the 76ers front office since 2020 after 14 seasons with the Pacers and has played a key part in dozens of trades, signings, transactions. As we all know, Hawks obviously moved on from Landry Fields back in April 21st, to be exact. They did announce a new search for president of basketball operations while naming Salah as the new GM. Any potential president hire for the Hawks, though, will be made to compliment Salah and his staff, sources said. So it sounds like, I guess, maybe they are going to hire a guy who is quote-unquote president of basketball operations, but Antsi Salah is running the whole thing, as he should. I mean, we saw he obviously was a very key part in bringing in Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors and building that championship Raptors team back in 2019 that beat the Golden State Warriors. So, you know, I'm perfectly fine with Antsi Salah running the show. I find it weird that maybe you just don't make him GM and president of basketball operations if everybody's going to be reporting to him. But look, it is what it is. You know, they get paid the big bucks and, you know, for those kind of situations and titles and things like that. But anywho, good to know the Falcons have made a couple of moves on this front. And look, I am putting all the onus on the front office and on ownership, really more so on ownership, because it's time for the Hawks to go spend some money. Go spend some money, go bring in some talent, and go bring in some players that are going to make this team not a play-in team, a top six, at least a top six team in the East. They're going to have bukus of money. You got two first-round picks. Use the two first-round picks wisely, spend the money wisely, and let's have a fun team again. And I'll say this, actually. This team was fun, but they lost too much. I need a team that's fun and that's winning. I need a team that's fun and that's going to not get knocked out of the play-in. Or heck, I want a team that's not even going to be in the play-in. Give me a team that's going to be in the top six next year that we don't have to worry about all that playing stuff. Because I'm ready to have another type of 2021 run when it comes to Hawks playoff basketball. I need that in my life again. So hopefully this is the start of the Hawks having a big, big offseason when it comes to bringing in some, either maybe one or maybe a few high-profile players that can help this team win and help this team take the next step and get back to an Eastern Conference Finals, maybe an NBA Finals. Who knows? Because with this young core, if Jalen Johnson can stay healthy, if Dyson Daniels continues to improve the way he's improved, if Zacharyssa Shea can continue to improve, Onyeka Okongwu, if he continues to develop, this team's got something. They got a nice young core. They've got pieces. Just build around it. Go spend money. Go get that guy that can help the Hawks get over the hump. So we'll see if they end up being able to do that or not. But that is my time. Appreciate you all tuning in this morning. We'll be back tomorrow on a happy Get Over the Hump Day edition of the Hometown Take. Be letting you hear from Raheem Morris, Michael Penix, as Falcons mandatory minicamp gets underway today. And we'll see if the Braves can get two straight victories as they continue their series with the Milwaukee Brewers tonight out in Milwaukee as well. So that'll be all coming up on a hump day edition of the Hometown Take. But coming up next is a Tuesday edition of the Morning Shift with Bo Squidbelly Morgan, Mikey P, Mike Johnson, and Ali Mack. They're coming up right after this. It'll be the Morning Shift. Appreciate you all tuning in to the Hometown Take this morning. Morning Shift up next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Peace.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.